Ed Fallon with you here, and Kathy Burns joining me to talk about the confluence of cheesecake and honey.
We missed National Cheesecake Day this year.
When was that?
I guess it was July 30th. Next year, what's wrong with us? Get it on the calendar.
And I love it. Cheesecake is one of my favorite favorite cakes.
And honey is one of our favorite foods, and
it's
we are beekeepers.
Yeah.
So I like to look at food history and read about food history.
And I like when you do it.
It always inspires me. Most historians believe cheesecake originated in ancient Greece.
Ah, really? Way back then?
Well, cakes containing cheese were reported to being served to Olympic athletes as early as 776 BC, and it was to give them energy.
Okay, well, that's better than steroids.
Yeah, and the reason that honey was a common ingredient, of course, in cheesecakes.
Sure.
You want something sweet, and there was no such thing as refined sugar substance. So I have a book called A History of Food in 100 Recipes, and there is a chapter titled Honeyed Cheesecakes. So this Greek scholar named Athenaeus around 200 AD attributed a recipe in his book to a scholar or a dramatist named Epicharmus, he lived in 500 BC. Here's the recipe.
Okay, drum roll.
Wheaten flour is wetted and then put into a frying pan. After that, honey is sprinkled over it and sesame and cheese.
Okay, I'm just going to say that sounds boring.
That's a recipe.
That sounds really boring.
And when you go looking for ancient recipes, they are basically they presume you know how to do all of this, and everybody's is going to turn out different. But honey was revered back in ancient times. It really is. It was a sweet flavor, some supposed medicinal properties, but it was also thought to be a gift from the gods. It was thought to be the food of the gods that they gifted to humans when a nymph named Melissa taught humans how to gather.
I know Melissa. I didn't know she was still around.
Well, if she's a god, she's still around.
Point.
Yeah.
So it was also in Egypt, too, right?
Mm-hmm. They were... bees supposedly came from the tears of the sun god Ra. And in Hindu tradition, there is honey as a symbol for Vishnu, Krishna, and other deities.
Yeah, and I'm glad to know the cheesecakes have evolved, because I really like the current version better than the one you described.
Well, I'd like to try something similar to some of the ancient ones.
I will be your guinea pig.
For instance, in 350 BC, a delicacy called plakous, was served at the ends of meals alongside dried fruits and nuts. It was supposed to have had a goat cheese, which I like very much, and be soaked in honey from Mount, Hymettos?
I don't know.
In Athens. So eventually the concept of cheesecake went to Rome, and there it supposedly was created into a precursor to the cheesecakes that we know
today.
So when
did it get really good, a big, fluffy, New York-style cheesecake? Was it not till New York, or did that style of cheesecake happen somewhere else?
I don't have that information, but what I can tell you is that in the 18th century, of course, as sugar became common, refined sugar, a lot of the cheesecake changed, because you're not just dripping the honey over it anymore. Mm. You're combining it into it. You're adding egg. You're adding possibly some sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what you're thinking of. And the really big New York classic cheesecakes don't have that graham cracker crust usually.
They I like that graham cracker crust.
I know you do. Yeah. I kind of like a self-crusting cheesecake. But what this means is we should go head-to-head and each make a cheesecake.
Okay.
And very soon, like small ones, and then have tasting.
Okay.
Have friends over for tasting.
Ooh, okay. You want to be one of our friends when we do that.
Okay.
but I'm a little disappointed to know that sugar replaced honey, but...
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't taste quite the same with honey instead of sugar.
I'd like to try that kind of ancient version with all the different dried fruits and things.
And since we're living in a, we're swimming in a world of peaches right now here in Iowa.
Tis the season.
Peaches with cream cheesecake.
And honey.
And honey. All right.
Let's do it. That.